True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. Business owners and organizations in Kensington and a few other neighborhoods are pushing back against an expanded curfew that will go into effect at midnight tonight. It will force a number of businesses to close at 11 o'clock every night. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Kensington.
10 business organizations, with the help of the Institute for Justice law firm, signed a letter and sent it to City Council saying this business curfew ordinance, which passed in June, should be recalled. Now, this is an expansion of the business curfew that has been in place for a pocket of Kensington for close to a year and a half now. Now included will be more of Kensington plus Nicetown and Germantown. Under the ordinance, businesses in those neighborhoods that don't have a liquor license, a drive-through, or a gas station would not be allowed to operate between 11 at night and 6 in the morning. Councilmember Ketzie Lozada, who introduced the bill, says it's about nuisance businesses and reducing crime. But those against the curfew say places like convenience stores, food trucks, takeout spots would be hurt badly. And the many city residents who work late nights and overnights, they say, like hospital workers and first responders, would be affected as well. Businesses that don't comply could face fines of up to $1,000 a day. In Kensington, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A Trenton man is under arrest, accused of sexually assaulting two young girls. Police say he also ran an illegal weed dispensary out of a convenience store he owned and operated. KYW's Nigel Thompson has the story.
51-year-old Rasheen Gaither was arrested last Friday outside his store, Bagged Yule, at Pennington Avenue and Willow Street in Trenton after investigators executed a search warrant at the store. They were acting on information received that Gaither had assaulted two girls under the age of 13 in separate incidents last month. One of the assaults, police say, happened at the store, and another allegedly happened at his Trenton home when a girl was spending the night. While searching the store, police also found 4 pounds of marijuana and a handgun. Gaither is charged with sexual assault, endangering the welfare of a child, and also faces a firearm charge. Authorities also continue to investigate. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Mercer County Prosecutor's Office. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police in Bucks County are investigating a road rage incident that spilled onto the grounds of an elementary school. Warwick Township Police say a sedan and a white sport motorcycle were chasing each other on Monday when the motorcyclist tried to cut through a playground filled with children. Workers at Jamison Elementary School quickly blocked the rider, and no one was hurt. Officers say they've now identified all parties involved and are reviewing the case with help from the Central Bucks School District. PATCO leaders were up early this morning thanking DRPA workers who've been cleaning trains and stations overnight. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
I've heard from a lot of you that things are getting better, that you feel like you're making a difference now.
DRPA CEO John Hansen addressed maintenance workers at 6 a.m. after they finished their overnight shifts. Since September 1st, PATCO has halted weekday train service between midnight and 4:30 a.m. to give crews the chance to power wash, clear trash, and make repairs at stations along the line. PATCO custodian Ulysses Delgado says people without tickets would do damage overnights.
It was out of control. The people, you walk through the gates, they broke our gates. They push them and they walk in.
DRPA Chair James Schultz says he's seen the improvement already.
I took the system today from 15th, 16th, and Locust over here to Lindenwald. It was a great ride. The place was spotless. There was no more graffiti, and there's a lot more work to be done.
The overnight cleaning program is for a six-month pilot, but Schultz says if the closures are necessary to keep the system clean, they'll continue as long as necessary. In Lindenwald, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Trenton will once again have professional hockey with a minor league team returning next season. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty tells us the team still needs a name, and fans have the chance to enter their best ideas.
With 30-plus home games a year, the Trenton ECHL team will be an important economic engine for the city. Mayor Reed Gussiora says he can't wait for the puck to drop for the 2026-27 season.
And so it just generates more foot traffic into the capital city. This stadium fills up, which is a capacity of 7,500.
The team is relocating from Utah, and it's currently affiliated with the Colorado Avalanche. ECHL Commissioner Ryan Creeland says that's likely to change.
NHL and AHL clubs are looking for their affiliates to be more geographically located. That's not guaranteed, and some affiliations may have a couple years on them, but I would imagine something more local will manifest itself over time.
And most importantly, the team needs a new name. Fans are encouraged to enter their best ideas at TrentonECHLHockey.com. In Trenton, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.